February 21st, from the book of Leviticus and Numbers. Yahuwah called to Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. He said, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, when any of you brings an offering to Yahuwah, bring as your offering an animal from either the herd or the flock. If the offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he is to offer a male without defect. He must present it at the entrance to the tent of meeting so that it will be acceptable to Yahuwah. He is to lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it will be accepted on his behalf to make atonement for him. He is to slaughter the young bull before Yahuwah, and then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and sprinkle it against the altar on all sides at the entrance to the tent of meeting. He is to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces. The sons of Aaron, the priests, are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. Then Aaron's sons, the priests, shall arrange the pieces, including the head and the fat, on the burning wood that is on the altar. He is to wash the inner parts and the legs with water, and the priest is to burn all of it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. If the offering is a burnt offering from the flock, either from the sheep or the goats, he is to offer a male without defect. He is to slaughter it at the north side of the altar before Yahuwah, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle its blood against the altar on all sides. He is to cut it into pieces, and the priest shall arrange them according to the head and the fat, on the burning wood that is on the altar. He is to wash the inner parts and the legs with water, and the priest is to bring all of it and burn it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. If the offering to Yahuwah is a burnt offering of birds, he is to offer a dove or a pigeon, a young pigeon. The priest shall bring it to the altar, wring off the head, and burn it on the altar. Its blood shall be drained out on the side of the altar. He is to remove the crop with its contents and throw it to the east side of the altar, where the ashes are. He shall tear it open by the wings, not severing it completely, and then the priest shall burn it on the wood that is on the fire on the altar. It is a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. Yahuwah said to Moses, "Give Aaron and his sons this command. These are the regulations for the burnt offering. The burnt offering is to remain on the altar hearth throughout the night till morning, and the fire must be kept burning on the altar. The priest shall then put on his linen clothes with linen undergarments next to his body, and shall remove the ashes of the burnt offering that the fire has consumed on the altar, and place them beside the altar. Then he is to take off these clothes and put on the others, and carry the ashes outside the camp to a place that is ceremonially clean. The fire on the altar must be kept burning. It must not go out. Every morning the priest is to add firewood and arrange the burnt offering on the fire, and burn the fat of the fellowship offerings on it. The fire must be kept burning on the altar continuously. It must not go out." Yahuwah said to Moses, "Give this command to the Israelites and say to them, see that you present to me at the appointed time the food for my offerings made by fire, as an aroma pleasing to me. Say to them, this is the offering made by fire that you are to present to Yahuwah. 2 lambs, a year old without defect, as a regular burnt offering each day. Prepare 1 lamb in the morning and the other at twilight, together with a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of fine flour, mixed with 1/4 hin of oil pressed from olives. This is the regular burnt offering instituted at Mount Sinai as a pleasing aroma, an offering made to Yahuwah by fire. The accompanying drink offering is to be made of 1/4 hin of fermented drink, with each lamb. Pour out the drink offering to Yahuwah at the sanctuary. Prepare the 2nd lamb at twilight along with the same kind of grain offering and drink offering that you presented in the morning. This is an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. Say to them, any Israelite or any alien living among them who offers a burnt offering or sacrifice and does not bring it to the entrance to the tent of meeting to sacrifice it to Yahuwah, that man must be cut off from his people. When someone brings a grain offering to Yahuwah, his offering is to be of fine flour. He is to pour oil on it, put incense on it, and take it to Aaron's sons, the priest. The priest shall take a handful of the fine flour and oil, together with all the incense, and burn this as a memorial portion on the altar, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. The rest of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy part of the offerings made to Yahuwah by fire. If you bring a grain offering baked in an oven, it is to consist of fine flour, cakes made without yeast and mixed with oil, or wafers made without yeast and spread with oil. If your grain oil offering is prepared on a griddle, it is to be made of fine flour mixed with oil and without yeast. Crumble it and pour oil on it. It is a grain offering. If your grain offering is cooked on a pan, it is to be made of fine flour and oil. Bring the grain offering made of these things to Yahuwah. Present it to the priest, who shall take it to the altar. He shall take out the memorial portion from the grain offering and burn it on the altar as an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. The rest of the grain offering belongs to Aaron and his sons. It is a most holy part of the offerings made to Yahuwah by fire. Every grain offering you bring to Yahuwah must be made without yeast, for you are not to burn any yeast or honey in an offering made to Yahuwah by fire. You may bring them to Yahuwah as an offering of first fruits, but they are not to be offered on the altar as a pleasing aroma. Season all your grain offerings with salt. Do not leave the salt of the covenant of your God out of your grain offerings. Add salt to all your offerings. If you bring a grain offering of first fruits to Yahuwah, offer crushed heads of new grain roasted in the fire. Put oil and incense on it. It is a grain offering. The priest shall burn the memorial portion of the crushed grain and the oil, together with all the incense, as an offering made to Yahuwah by fire. These are the regulations for the grain offering. Aaron's sons are to bring it before Yahuwah in front of the altar. The priest is to take a handful of fine flour and oil, together with all the incense on the grain offering, and burn the memorial portion on the altar as an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. Aaron and his sons shall eat the rest of it, but it is to be eaten without yeast in a holy place. They are to eat it in the courtyard of the tent of meeting. It must not be baked with yeast. I have given it as their share of the offerings made to me by fire. Like the sin offering and the guilt offering, it must be holy. Any male descendant of Aaron may eat it. It is his regular share of the offerings made to Yahuwah by fire for the generations to come. Whoever touches them will become holy. Yahuwah also said to Moses, "This is the offering Aaron and his sons are to bring to Yahuwah on the day he is anointed. A tenth of an ephah of fine flour as a regular grain offering, half of it in the morning and half of it in the evening. Prepare it with oil on a griddle. Bring it well mixed and present the grain offering broken in pieces as an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. The son who is to succeed him as anointed priest shall prepare it. It is Yahuwah's regular share, and it is to be burned completely. Every grain offering of a priest shall be burned completely. It must not be eaten." Yahuwah said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, 'After you enter the land I'm giving you as a home, and you present to Yahuwah offerings made by fire from the herd or the flock, as an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah, whether burnt offerings or sacrifices, for special vows or freewill offerings or festival offerings, then the ones who brings his offering shall present to Yahuwah a grain offering of a tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with a quarter of a hin of oil. With each lamb for the burnt offering or the sacrifice, prepare a quarter of hin of wine as a drink offering. With a ram, prepare a grain offering of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/3 of a hin of oil, and 1/3 of a hin of wine as a drink offering. Offer it as an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. When you prepare a young bull as a burnt offering or sacrifice for a special vow or a fellowship offering to Yahuwah, bring with the bull a grain offering of 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with 1/2 of a hin of oil. Also bring 1/2 a hin of wine as a drink offering. It will be an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. Each bull or ram, each lamb or young goat is to be prepared in this manner. Do this for each one, for as many as you prepare. Everyone who is native born must do these things in this way when he brings an offering made by fire as an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah. For the generations to come, whenever an alien or anyone else living among you presents an offering made by fire as an aroma pleasing to Yahuwah, he must do exactly as you do. The community is to have the same rules for you and for the alien living among you. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. You and the alien shall be the same before Yahuwah. The same laws and regulations will apply both to you and to the alien living among you." Yahuwah said to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and say to them, 'When you enter the land to which I am taking you, and you eat the food of the land, present a portion as an offering to Yahuwah. Present a cake from the first of your ground meal, and present it as an offering from the threshing floor. Throughout the generations to come, you are to give this offering to Yahuwah from the first of your ground meal.